Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at King George the Sixth.
Aha, the stutterer.
Yes, the one that the new movie's coming out about, the King's Speech. 6-2, Manifesting Generator. He's on the left-angle cross of Confrontation in the Quarter of Mutation. He's a second color, left fixed, and the split definition consists of an unconscious 35-36. The 35 is also conscious, and that's connected with the 40-37 that's all unconscious. And this is split off from an unconscious 46-29 and an electromagnetic 34-57.
Yep, what a trip this guy is. I mean, I know nothing about George VI except kind of common knowledge. Oh, the king who stuttered and shy. Now, 12 second lines in his chart.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody have 12 of anything before.
Shyness, you know, 6-2 profile, second line of shyness, boldness, but just this shy reticence. Yes, that kind of fits the image I would have of him.
Well, he's a 6-2, but also, you know, what's interesting is that he was left-handed, and he was forced to write right-handed.
Right.
Right? So I think that, you know, just starting from the time that you're young, it's like, you know, let's not be who you are, right? Let's make you write with your right hand, and that you're obviously shy.
Right.
But that's not going to be acceptable either, right?
Well, look at the 35-36. This is what motorizes his throat. 35th gate, second line, creative block.
Mm-hmm.
And first line, in detriment, which is a loss of worth and self-rejection. So when you start off, oh, you're rejected before you can reject yourself. I mean, it's like perfect. But here's what really kind of got me with this. Oh, all the second lines and creative block and the stuttering. Look at this guy's cross. The left angle cross of confrontation. This is the king. Look at it. He's got two activations of the 45th gate. Ego being 40-37. I mean, these are people that challenge anyone in authority and do anything to get to maintain power and, you know, tearing down the other person. And he has the design of an archetype. You know, he's the archetype of this survivor. You know, that's what surprised me to see.
But he's got 12 second lines. He's, and interestingly enough, it's like he's behind his brother, right? I mean, he's second in line in that sense, actually, you know. But that he's also the sixth line. I think that's, you know, he's a great example of somebody that the first part of his life is just very difficult, you know, a lot of disappointments, a lot of difficulties.
Right, trial and error, he's a disappointment to whoever. And, I mean, 46-29, I mean, that's his experience, succeeding where others fail, failing where others succeed.
Right, and he's going to be the one that's going to fail.
When did he ascend the throne? Was he 30? When did his brother abdicate?
In 1936.
Okay, so he would be just 41.
Right, just 41. It was just a few days before his birthday.
Right,
actually.
Look where the nodes are. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's his environment. When you look at those nodes, 37-40, that's his only conscious channel. But, you know, when you talk about the world he looks at and the environment, oh, he's part of the royal family. He shouldn't be a part seeking a whole, but here he is in the royal family.
But also going from this 40th gate of really sort of rejecting, not being part of things, into the 37 of really being drawn into the world and friendship and the family and, you know, a
right.
whole
responsibility.
Different,
that's the
right,
line of,
right.
you know, responsibility. Because, you know, I think the world and probably that movie, which we haven't seen, but I'm sure will portray is, you know, him pulling Britain together, England together at this time where he could really be the king. And that they felt like there was someone there who was constant, who was strong, who was...
Oh, yeah, because that was a very difficult time, you know, coming in after this abdication. I mean, it's interesting. He was actually born when Queen Victoria's husband died, the same day,
right?
Right? They didn't even want to tell Queen Victoria about this new baby, right? Because, you know, the
right.
love of her life is dead. So one of the things that they did was that they called him Albert, right? So he was always Albert, but at the end, and you know, he had one of these royal names with, you know, six names, but at the end was George. And, you know, it was said that let's hope that, you know. And he took George because King George before him, King George V, was such a good king, right? They were really trying to stabilize things when he took over. And so, you know, what he needed to do to this was part of why he had to get his stutter taken care of, because he had to be out there and speak to the people.
Right, it's the beginning of the radio generation.
Right? He has to be able to, you know, really bring them all together, and he's going to do it through, you know, speaking. So this need to take care of the stutter.
Right. No, I mean, looking at it, I mean, we could see what a torment it would be, but also how this is a person with a lot of inner stuff. Now, we only have one conscious definition, but, you know, the archetype, the survivor. Now, you know, it's a good example of how our lives kind of take us along. I think this cross also, you know, is talking about living this life, and we're lived by our life. And
well, and the importance of people, I think, to someone like him, and that, you know, in the end, what they say is that the relationship that he had with Churchill, they've never seen that relationship between the king and the prime minister before. I mean, they were really friends. They met, you know, every week. They really, I mean, he right. wasn't very happy about Churchill being appointed when he got Churchill. He preferred someone else, but that they became fast friends. And I just think, you know, he was really a good king for the time, that it, you know, obviously the perfection of, you know,
well,
him having to step in.
Oh, no, I think, you know, what Churchill could admire is a coolness under fire, no activations in his root center, you know, that, and he's in the quarter of mutation, you know, and that's movement, that's changing, that's transformation, being willing to move along, you know, to not be how you were yesterday, to like, wow, I need to kind of stay current and keep moving, and he has this natural, I mean, rulership.
Right.
I mean, this is the chart of a king,
right?
You would say. Almost like a King Lear with all those second lines, you know.
Well, you know, and he really, I mean, I guess, you know, during World War II, you know, they stayed in London. They were almost, he and his wife were almost killed by bombs, you know. They went out. They were very public. I mean, they had their food rationed. I mean, they really
That's what I know about him.
They were there with the people, you know, which is what you want from your king, you know. You don't want him hiding away.
I'm with you. I think there was a story about how, you know, because England almost went under.
Right.
I mean, they were bombing London, the Blitz. And wasn't there a story, and wasn't it true that he stayed in London, that he wouldn't
They did.
Leave?
They stayed in London the whole time. And
the Queen Mum was out there with the ambulances and stuff. I mean, being a role model,
right?
You know, and that 6'2", of course, that, oh, he knew that that's, you know, he knew innately that, oh, this is something I have to do.
I mean, he died at 56. I mean, the war, all of that was really too much for him, you know. And, you know, it was also a real time of transition for England. You know, it's like when they really started to not be this empire anymore. I mean, these different places like India, you know. I mean, it was a real time of transformation. And so here we have a 6'2".
Right,
leading us, and having, I think, some real understanding from a collective perspective, from a tribal perspective, from an individual perspective, having, you know, a defined ego, so he really could, you know, stick with it, had the willpower to, because it's like when he heard this was what happened, he went to his mother and cried. I mean, he did not want to be king.
Well, he's kind of moody.
he's kind of moody,
emotional.
And he wasn't in the mood to be king, right? But it was like, you know, talk about someone that, you know, it's like no choice.
Well, I think surrender. Where is he at?
Yeah,
33rd gate, second line.
Right.
You know, and the 26th gate, personality, son, sixth line, authority, and by the correctness of your actions.
And the natural attainment of influence, and
so,
that he clearly was.
Right.
Yeah.
He took it on, and, you know.
And also, I think this 46-4, right, that line of impact, obscurity to influence. I mean, talk about, you know, in a moment, right, his brother abdicates and now he's the king. you know, and he's right, just kind right. of this guy that doesn't talk very well, and now he's the king, right?
Right, right. No, I mean, that's what's
It's going to be fun to see this movie, you know, this fellow that was the speech therapist that helped him. We don't have a good time for him, but you know, part of the day he was definitely a projector, and that's what you would think is that, you know, here we have a projector that's helping guide this guy, you know, relax, not stutter, you know, give a good speech.
Well, Teresa, just not enough time and so much fun.
Yes.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.